Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Bernard Johnson, and thank you so much for joining us on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Oh, my God, this is a wonderful day, a great day to give God glory. Yeah, God is going to do something for you. Expect him to make a way. Expect him to do a miracle for you. Expect him to bring you out. Expect him to fix it for you. He will. You got the faith. God does have the power, and he can fix it for you. Praise the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just love to even call your name.
Hey, Lord, we thank you.
Heavenly Father, our God, our hero, you are the one and only, the only true and living God, the only one who can heal our sin-sick bodies. Thank you. Asking your forgiveness, O God, for all of our sins and transgressions. Cover us with your blood. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Look on everybody on this prayer line. God bless, 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 bless. Everywhere, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. How we honor you. How we praise you, how we esteem you, how we lift you up, how we cherish you, how we celebrate you, God. You deserve all the celebration and all the glory. We surrender to you. We lift our hands and say, Lord, have your way in our souls and minds. Yes. Come in the room this morning. And take over. Holy Ghost, thou art welcome to take over this line. Thank you, because it is your line.
Absolutely.
Whatever you want to do. Thank you. That's whatever you want to do, just take over, I pray. Now, Lord, look on people who come this morning, Lord. Don't let them leave the same way they came. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Yeah. And for helping us to return your love. In the name of Jesus. Give us a fresh wind. Oh, God. Fresh wind. Praise your name and to give you glory. And to encourage people as they encourage themselves. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, because old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Thank you, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you'll condemn. Yeah. Thank you. I pray that you send healing and deliverance and salvation on this prayer line. Yeah, God, you are the mighty healer. You are the mighty deliverer. You are the mighty Savior. Thank you for it. Touch each person. Oh, my God. And I pray that you see about every person. Bless them. Help them. Strengthen them. Oh, God. Thank you for great health. Thank you for great minds. And thank you for great strength. Thank you for all this greatness on this prayer line. So many great people on this prayer line. Thank you so very much. And Lord, thank you for humility, for we do humble ourselves. And thank you for the blessings of every person. Lord, look on their families. In the name of Jesus. Save their sons, save their daughters, save their grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Revolutionize the family. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke the enemy from their homes. I rebuke the enemy from their jobs. I rebuke the enemy attacking their bodies. The resurrection blood of Jesus there instead of anything that the enemy bringing affliction. I'm asking that the resurrection blood of Jesus in the spirit realm go through there and cause healing virtue everywhere in the name of Jesus. I pray for grace and mercy. I pray that it follows them all the days of their life. Thank you for it. My. Draw us all closer to thee in the name of Jesus. Help us to run the race that is not given to the swift. Oh, God, help us to endure to the end in the name of Jesus. God, look on the people who have gone to the emergency room last night.
Yes.
Touch them. Oh, God, help them. Heal their bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, we thank you for everything. Give you the glory, adoration, and praise. Ask all of these things in the name of the Lord Jesus for the glory of God. And we believe it's done.
Yeah, Lord.
Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Good morning to y'all. Good morning. Wake up here. Good morning to you.
Good morning to all of y'all.
Good morning.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
God bless you.
It's a little early, but you know what?
Thank you, Lord.
They say the early bird catches the worm. We want to give God our first fruits. And don't fool yourself. He's going to bless you for it. Just keep on giving him your first fruits. And watch what happens to you. God is in the blessing business. And Jesus remembers when others forget. He does remember those who have labored before him. In the name of Jesus, we praise God. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
I bless you, Lord. And I praise you.
Glory, Lord.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Give you glory. Yeah. Come on, everybody. Everybody. All on these areas.
Yes.
Praise
you,
the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise check. Y'all to come on the blog line where we praise him for 20 minutes. Amen. We still thanking him and praise him at the end. Last night, it was so glorious. Amen. Before I tell you about it, I'm going to ask, let me see, Ambassador Hagen. Is Elder Strider, Pastor Strider, are you on the line? All right, let's keep praying for Pastor Strider. Amen. If you would, amen. God is so good. Amen. Thank God. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. All right, Ambassador Hagen, would you please come and give us an identification of the blog line?
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Yes, Dr. Johnson, we are delighted to do so. God bless you. Good morning again to you. Good morning to Lady Betty. Good morning to Mother Johnson. Good morning to our Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern. To all of the assistants, to everyone name by name, one by one, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world, we are here, Ambassador Hagen, and we're broadcasting live out of our live studio on the Blog Talk, 347-934-0207, and we are literally being heard all over the world, Africa, Brazil, Asia, Europe, Argentina, Australia, Oceania, Russia, Italy, China, you name it, even the Middle East, all over the world. And we now are at the point where we have over 90 million listeners. Isn't that amazing? That is awesome. And we give God the praise. We can be reached 347-934-0207. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. We thank God for you. You're doing an excellent job in broadcasting. I'm getting this word and the gospel across the world. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. We realize I'd be foolish not to know that we're on to something. Amen. When it is said to me that when President Obama, when he was asked, how did you win the election, he remarked, blog. Amen. Some of you are not familiar with it, but just because you're not familiar with it doesn't mean that it's not a mighty tool of God that God can use for his glory. Amen. 40 million on one blog and a sister blog, they have at least 50 million who God has allowed us to be able to talk to. Thank you so much. I want to invite all of you who are joining us today on the blog in the name of Jesus to become a tool that the Lord can use in your country. Who will be the one in your country to get people to thank God 1,000 times? That's my goal, all across the world, to have people thanking God 1,000 times a day. It won't hurt you to give God 15, 20 minutes a day just to thank him. See what it will get you. It will bless your family, bless your home, thanking God 1,000 times a day. Oh, my God. Last night on the blog, although we have all those millions of people listening on the blog, I was just asking for at least one of them, 1 million or something. I was asking for at least 1 million. I believe we got more than that, who took time with me to help me thank God 1,000 times. And you see, 1 million people thanking God 1,000 times is 1 billion praises. It's 1 billion thank yous. I believe we send it up over 1 billion praises a night. Well, I think everybody on the prayer line ought to help me get the word out and thank the Lord for doing it. You know, if somebody came in a church, and God forbid, and took a gun and started shooting up folks, y'all would be talking about it everywhere. And God's getting 1 billion praises, and we're helping people across America, all over the world, teaching them how to thank God 1,000 times. Why don't y'all talk about that? Amen. People talking about all the negative. But let's get the word out about we're giving God 1 billion praises a night. How many nights in a year? Amen. So we're talking about that a year. Amen. That's mighty. God is blessing. And even if it wasn't your servant, Bernard Johnson, leading this, I'd be saying, let's get that word out. Giving God 1 billion praises a night. Some of y'all don't even, you can't fathom that. And since you can't fathom, it's hard for you to believe it. But it's happening. Whether you believe it or not, it's happening. God is blessing. Amen. If somebody can go on the internet and start acting crazy and go viral everywhere, why can't we go viral thanking God 1,000 times? Amen. And we are. God bless you. Want to just open up, if I have time, I guess I do, for maybe 10 minutes, for the wisdom seminar. Amen. One of the things I'm going to switch here this morning, I'm concerned about unity in the church and unity in the family and unity in the body of Christ. How important is that? I see divisions in denominations everywhere, and I know people have different kinds of taste, but we ought to be able to agree on at least one thing, that Jesus died and was buried and rose and come together in preaching Christ. If the homosexuals can get together and do a march on Washington, D.C., on the White House, and get their way because they show unity, if all of the gamblers can come together and have Gamblers Anonymous and have thousands of gamblers coming together, if all the prostitutes can come together and have a meeting, why is it that God's people can't get together and preach Jesus? Amen. I'm going to open that line up. Could say more, but I want to leave it for you all. Let's talk about unity in the body of Christ, and then we'll talk about unity in the family. Maybe we might be able to. Who wants to talk tonight? Today, rather, excuse me. Unity in the body of Christ. The line is open to you. Who wants
praise
to talk about
good
that?
Good morning to everyone. Ambassador, our leader, Dr. Ambassador Johnson, and Lady Betty Mother Johnson, God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. And just to jump in there to save time, I know so many probably want to have so much to say about this topic today, unity. And praise God, we know that we have to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, and we have to do it with joy. We have to do it with love. And you know, when the family, even in your home, in the natural family, when the family starts falling apart, things start happening. This one get in trouble, that one get in trouble, and there's no one to come to any aid, to the aid of each other. But the Bible said we are our brother's keeper, and that is what we're supposed to do. Keep one another, bear one another's burdens, and lift one another up before the Lord. And there has to be some bonding, some assembling together, some unity of the Spirit. We have to understand what the Word of God is saying in the church as the body of Christ. We have to understand what the church, what God is saying to the church. Don't fall apart, but come together. Be on one accord. Be of one mind, one heart. Hallelujah. And in order to get anything accomplished in the church, we have to be on one accord and think the same thing, do the same thing, in order for a blessing to come down. And we want to be unified in the church, in our homes, because when if the father leaves the home starts weakening because that strong link has left the home. If the mother leaves the home, same thing. The home starts falling apart. It's not like it should be. And you hear sometimes different ones say, oh, it would be a little different if I had a little help. So when you get help and get more than one person with the understanding that this praise, this prayer line, even with the prayer line, must go forward, must go on. It has to be done in unity. And I just want to say, too, with even with the prayer in the morning time, we're looking for more prayer warriors to join in and help us pray in the morning time. I know that Ambassador Stern and several others will jump in there and pray, but you can jump in there as well. Jump in there. Let us hear your prayers. Let us hear your unified, bona fide, sanctified prayer over the people of God. And this is what will keep us together, our first fruits. God bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. I'm sorry, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you so much. And let me give you all that scripture that was reminding me to take you through this unity. The Bible says in Romans 15:5, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. And then it says in verse 6, this is the 15th chapter of Romans, that ye may be that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God. With one mind, one mouth, glorify God. Even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Amen. Unity is extremely important. Somebody else I want to talk this morning. Unity in the body of Christ. The line is open to you. Anyone else?
Dr. Johnson, while they may be gathering their thoughts together, and I know a lot of them have things to say, That was, I just preached a message on that about 2 weeks ago in a convention, unity in the body of Christ. And I just thank God, because we were looking at the scripture in Ephesians 4 and 3. It's an endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And one hope of your calling. So I just thank God for that. And this is just a confirmation to the word of God. And I see that God is just confirming what he's already done and already said. God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much. Anyone else wishing to speak? The line is open to you. This is open mic. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. You have a word on it?
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord, everyone, Dr. Johnson and everyone. This is Prophetess Diss. Glory to God. And I enjoyed the comments that I've heard from Dr. Pfeiffer and you. And I'm just going to look at two words there. Is that when you look at the word unity, if we would take the you out of unity and stop looking at us, you, yourselves, and look at the second word, which is in, which is turned the opposite direction, meaning keeping ourselves on our knees for someone else. And when you connect you and an in together, you have a cord, you have a circle. And when you look at that, we're not the only ones in that circle. That's global, that's the world, that's the body of Christ. And there's no one outside it. So we're going to be praying in the spirit of bond and unity and love, and never allow the enemy to come in and break that cord. Glory to God. So I'm just looking at that word unity a little different this morning. Praise the Lord, because when you have unity, you have strength. Glory to God. And when the weak is weak and the strong is strong, and then the strong will say, let the strong bear the infirmity of the weak. Glory to God. And I praise God for this wonderful day that he has made. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much. That's Prophetess Smith. God bless you. Wonderful. All right, someone else.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador Hagen again. Glory to God. I just want to jump in before I go to the station break. And I thank God for what everybody said, because it is so good and so rich. And we know the tool, unity, is very vital to the body of Christ. And the enemy knows it as well. I heard someone say the enemy is an intelligent being, but he's so intelligent to know that if he can get us divided, have us, you know, not operating as one. As Jesus said in John, I believe it's 17:20-21, I do not pray for these alone, but also for all those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, and are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. So we must be one. Unity is being one. And the devil knows he can divide us. He can defeat us. Together we are stronger. Oh, my. My time's up. Back to you.
Bless you. And that is true. Together we all are stronger. Amen. When we come together for Jesus. God bless you. Anyone else before I close this out?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Johnson. This is Dr. Stern getting on a little late today, but praise the Lord, it's for a reason still. But as I thank God for the saints of God that have already elaborated so beautiful about unity, but I just want to make this one little comment and everything on Sunday morning in our Sunday school class. Amen. Praise the Lord. This past Sunday morning, I have a few veterans in my ministry, and my husband is one as well, but I also have some active duty veterans because I'm right there at Great Lakes Navy Station, so I do get veterans in and out. And so we were on the subject as well about unity. We really strive on Sunday mornings, amen, for all of us be in the unity of the faith of what is going to take place in our morning service. So I just want to share this, that they did a little demonstration for us when they're in boot camp, and how when one is out of step, you know, out of beat, you know, they practiced to be in unity, and they were sharing with this in the natural. If you out of beat, they have someone that's over there. I don't forgot who it was. I'm just sharing it in the way I got it. You know that because I've never been in the service. You know that they're out of beat. They got to get it together until they get in the beat. They all got to march the same beat, the same step. So I was saying this, that how they were sharing it with us. When you see any veterans, parades and stuff, and how they march, they all have, they don't even have to look at one another because they got it together. So the saints of God has to do the same thing, get it together and be in the same beat. If you off beat, you got to get on beat. If you sing in a choir, you know, the musician of the leader can tell when one of them is off key. And so that's how it is in the body of Christ, that we all on in unity together with one another. And one other thing I just want to share about unity. Now, tonight is my night for my services tonight, and we have prayer on Wednesday nights. And so I'm the captain of this ship that I'm running. And this is what we're praying for tonight. We're praying for this, every last one of us, that we're not going a different direction. For 30 minutes, we're praying for this one particular thing right here. I don't care if you come in late, come in early, you get with the beat. I don't want to hear about this or that. And then the next 30 minutes, I'll let you pray what you want to pray for, but right now we're praying for this. So the unity means something because there is strength in unity. So God bless you all this morning is my prayer. I thank God for the wisdom seminar because unity is important in the body of Christ and everywhere that you go. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. All of you, thank God for all of your very rich comments. I want to thank you so much for them. I'm encouraged. Amen. We have unity in the body of Christ. That's my prayer, that we have unity. May the Lord bless you and keep you. All right. I want to take about 10 to 15 minutes to get some praise reports. And some of you who haven't given praise reports in a while, I want you to just grab it and give us a praise report. Amen. I want to hear from some of y'all in the name of Jesus. Let me get a praise report. Sister Riley, Ernestine Riley. Amen. And if you hear me, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you for a praise report. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. I think I'm going to Memphis, Tennessee. And, ask Mother Wilson for a praise report. Amen. Oh, my God. And then let's go to Texas, if we can, there, and ask, oh, my God, Sister Johnson for a praise report. We're trying to. Amen. Trying our best to get you all off of mute. Give us a moment and we will. Lord bless you and keep you. God is going to bless us bountifully. All of you on Blog Line, we're praying for you and that the Lord will continue to bless you. Much special. What a wonderful testimony. Amen. Mother Britta, are you there?